Flooding has continued along Lake Ontario for 2 months now, like some slow-motion natural disaster. And it's still creating problems in Toronto, the biggest city in Canada. To get a look at the damage, Veronica Volk visited the picturesque Harbour Islands that are usually bustling during the summer.
Julian Ganton owns Toronto Islands SUP, which stands for Stand Up Paddleboard. He looks like a water sports guy in flip-flops, board shorts, and sunglasses. And when I meet him, he's on his way out for a paddle with his friend.
We're going to go check out some of the flooded areas of the island and just kind of take a tour through the lagoons.
Normally, this time of year, Ganton would be giving tours or lessons. This little group of islands is a huge pull for tourists. It's just a short ferry ride from the downtown with beachy cottages, boardwalks, and bicycles. There are virtually no cars on the island. But this summer, there's almost no one here, and the restaurants and other businesses are suffering. Undeterred, Ganton sees this as an opportunity for a new marketing strategy.
It's been slower, of course, but we do sort of feature, taking this as an example to show people the natural phenomena and what it means to the natural landscapes, touring the lagoons, and just definitely more to paddle and more to see.
Sounds like you're pretty optimistic about it.
I'm always optimistic. That's just my nature.
The islands were hit hard by the heavy spring rains that raised the level of Lake Ontario by 2.5 feet. They've lost a lot of their beaches, water is pooling in people's yards, and their sewer systems are overwhelmed. So right now, they're technically closed. There's even a white piece of paper taped to the window of the ticket counter in the ferry terminal. It says, Toronto Islands closed until July 31. But if you say you're headed over for just a day trip, you can get a ticket anyway. That's how Aviva Wade says she got over.
Lunch with a good friend and to check out what's been going on after this unbelievable springtime we've had.
As a visitor, she says she's not particularly bothered by the lack of people on what would usually be a busy summer day.
So it's kind of nice because there's not a lot of people, so you kind of have a place to yourself.
Besides restaurants and beaches, the islands have another draw, their main attraction, the Center Island Amusement Park. It's part theme park, part petting zoo, part event space for parties and weddings. The park has a log flume, a little Ferris wheel, and a tilt-a-whirl, a lot geared for smaller children. This year, the park turns 50, and usually it sounds like this. That, by the way, is from a home video taken at the park last summer of some kids on a boat ride and a roller coaster. But today, the park sounds like this. No people in the swan boats eating funnel cakes or taking pony rides. No one putting their heads in those plywood cutouts painted like pirates and mermaids. It's here that the island's closure feels the most dramatic, maybe because abandoned amusement parks are already kind of eerie. The islands are scheduled to reopen in late July, assuming they don't have any unforeseen problems or lingering health concerns. Workers are worried about standing water breeding mosquitoes or E. coli in the water from sewage problems. But so far, so good. The water continues to go down, and more of the beach is visible every day. Right now, crews are cleaning up the park, getting ready for summer visitors, and hoping they come back. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk on the Toronto Islands.